Besides, his time here was short, way too short. The less he entangled himself with her emotions and life, the easier it would be to tolerate his next confinement. It was then that her earlier words hit him square in the chest. She'd pegged him so perfectly. He was nothing more than a tomcat who took his pleasure and left. Julian clenched the cold doorknob at the thought. He wasn't an animal. He had feelings, too. At least he used to. Before he could reconsider his actions, he stepped into the room and drew her into a hug. Her arms encircled his waist, and she held on to him like a lifeline as she buried her face into his bare chest and wept. Her entire body shook against his. Something strange inside him unfurled, a deep longing for something he couldn't name. Never in his life had he comforted a weeping woman. He'd had sex more times than he could count, but never once had he just held a woman like this. Not even after sex. Once he wore out his partner, he would get up and clean himself off, then go find something to occupy himself with until he was called again. Even before the curse, he'd never shown anyone tenderness, not even his wife. As a soldier, he'd been trained from his first memory to be fierce, cold, harsh. "Return with your shield, or upon it." That was what his stepmother had told him as she grabbed him by his hair and slung him out of her home to begin training for war at the tender age of 7. His father had been even worse. A legendary Spartan commander, his father had tolerated no weakness, no emotion. The man had doled out Julian's childhood at the end of a braided leather whip, teaching him to hide his pain, to let no one see him suffer. To this day, Julian could feel the bite of the whip against his bare back, hear the sound it made as it cut through the air toward his skin, see the mocking sneer of contempt on his father's face. "I'm sorry," Grace whispered against his shoulder, dragging his thoughts back to the present. She tilted her head to look up at him. Her gray eyes were bright and shiny, and they chipped at the edges of a heart frozen centuries before by necessity and by design. Uncomfortable, he moved away from her.
"Feeling better?"
Grace wiped her tears away and cleared her throat. She didn't know what had made Julian come after her, but it had been a long time since anyone had comforted her when she cried.
"Yes," she whispered. "Thank you."
He said nothing. Instead of the tender man who had held her just an instant ago, he was back to being Mr. Statue, his entire body rigid and cold. Drawing a ragged breath, she moved past him.
"I wouldn't have done that if I weren't so tired and still a little tipsy. I really do need to go to sleep."
She knew he would follow, so she dutifully headed back to her room and climbed aboard her tall pineapple plantation bed where she snuggled beneath her thick comforter. Sure enough, she felt the mattress dip under his weight an instant later. Her heart quickened at the sudden warmth of his body next to hers. Worse, he instantly curled himself against her back and draped one long, muscular arm over her waist.
"Julian,"
she said, with a warning note in her voice as she felt his erection against her hip.
"I think it might be best if you stay on your side of the bed and I stay on mine."